Ladies and gentlemen, very good afternoon also from my side. I came here with a short notice presenting Mr. Ikonen's presentation, but I'm very happy to be here and very interesting topics in the morning. And now we are going through the competencies gained, what we have collected during the nuclear new build projects. Shortly about the Fortum. Today we have a very strong Nordic focus. It changed within a couple of years, and we know why. But now the focus is in Nordic, where we have our own fleet. On the next slide, our own nuclear fleet, Loviisa 1 and 2, started somewhere 1970s. And then also we have co-owned fleet in Finland, Olkiluoto 1, 2 and 3, approximately 25% share. And also in Sweden, in Forsmark, 1, 2 and 3, about 20%, and then Oskarshamn 40%. That is how we are doing with nuclear today. And here you can see also the total power generation, what there is with nuclear and hydro. Then about those experiences, what we can gain during the new build projects, where we want to support also our customers and share that information what we have collected during this journey. We still have a very strong nuclear engineering department in-house for new build licensing and commissioning. Operating and maintenance competence, we have plant safety, process simulations, plant modernization and lifetime management, all those tasks what are included, as well as waste management. Those tools what we have for dynamic simulation, for example, APROS, I believe that is known for some of you anyway, very, very good tool. And waste management, we have the product called NURES for liquid purification. Those headlines we have noticed for offering for nuclear new build, like site selection, program planning, feasibility studies, prepare bid, contract specification, contract negotiations, design phase with different type of activities, preparation for operation, as well as construction oversight and commissioning. And let's go a little bit deeper for each of those. Site selection means, of course, environmental studies and impact assessments, cooling water modeling, radiation dispersion analysis and modeling, and other type of handling radiation in case of different occasions, and also the environmental part is important to analyze and pre-prepared. Specification of site-related designs, including the seismic handling of the situation and emergency planning. And then we go to program planning and feasibility studies, what we have been very active during the past years. And there has been lessons learned quite a lot. Like I told in the beginning, that those are those kind of issues we are very, very open and very happy to share with all of you. Building up processes for licensing, planned vendor independent feasibility studies and technology assessments, both SMRs and NPPs. Close collaboration with the customer and audit operator knowledge transfer. That is a very useful situation to share, and challenge also that information what we get during the process, and be open to develop everything further on. Then comes the bid phase, preparing RFQs and all kind of specifications needed, and understanding what that EPC contractor responsibilities and so on needs, like we have learned in Finland with this latest nuclear Olkiluoto number 3, was delayed a lot, and of course there is a lot of lessons learned as well. Maybe that is one issue what we have already discussed here about the competencies in this nuclear branch, aging of the experts, taking the younger generations with us, and so on, work together. That is one issue what is on the topic all the time. Experience, the technical requirements, as well as the large reactor and as SMR technology alternatives. And to be neutral for all kind of alternatives and choose the right ones, and that is the sometimes a very time-consuming phase. Contract negotiation always comes on the top, time-consuming to find correct participants in meetings and negotiations, and knowing also that all these are long-lasting decisions, and owner and operator experience, what we also have with our personnel for this nuclear branch, about 700, more than 700 people, of course, mainly located in our nuclear power station, but anyway, we have an engineering team as well. And of course, there is also the understanding of the commercial and legal issues, legal requirements when they come up, that so that we can be and prepare ourselves as a good partner in those negotiations. Design phase, apply for the construction license, supporting the customer setting up a separate design project, that is important, and identification of the risk related, so that there is no hidden risks, so that all the risks should be handled as they are and in the right time. And then comes the licensing planning and implementation of the mitigation action, risk mitigation actions. Preparations for operational issues now with the more than 50 years experience of those, and there has been a lot of changes, a lot of development actions during that period, and trying to find most better way, or that kind of concept that works well. And also in this time, during the 50 years, and when we are thinking about the personal working in this area, in this branch, what I have noticed that it's very, very important that all those juniors and seniors come together and first understand each other how to work together, because I believe that there is a two-way sharing the information from youngsters to older and vice versa. That is very, very good way to develop the activities. Construction oversight commissioning, there is always some changes during the design and as-built documentation, quality insurance, radiation protection on site, just the practical issues, but they are there. You cannot avoid. And also all kind of support in commissioning activities, test runs, guarantee tests, validation for operational procedures, and again, continuous developing of the operational issues as well as maintenance. Then a couple of examples of the new build. There is mentioned Hanhikivi 1, what is terminated 2022, and we know why. There is Olkiluoto 3, now ongoing. Commercial operation started this year. I just checked that there is still 1,500 megawatts this morning going on. And also there has been plans for Olkiluoto 4 and Loviisa 3, but at the moment they are waiting. But anyway, there's a lot of work have already been done, and when the time comes right for those projects, those work, what we have done and preparations, they are very useful. And that's why those are now selected, that even that we are living in hard times, but I'm sure that the good times are coming. Thank you for the attention, and maybe I'm not the best person to answer all the difficult questions. Maybe a couple of yes or no questions for me. But anyway, thank you so much.
Thank you. Please, simple questions. Timo.
Dalibor Mateju, simple question sounds like this. Who is the supplier for nuclear fuel for Loviisa 1 and Loviisa 2?
That's a very good question. And I know that there has been discussions about how to solve this issue, because as we know, they have came from Russia, and there has to be alternatives also, and that work is ongoing.
Are there any other questions? Yes, please.
Thanks. Very simple question. You said for Olkiluoto 4 and Loviisa 3 you're waiting. What are you waiting for, a bus or?
Your money.
Is it in any kind of stage in government, like decision in principle or anything?
There is, and like we know that there is a need in the future. But now there has been a boom with wind, and not so much solar in Finland, but anyway, wind. And let's see, I believe that will be active, hope soon.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, there are no questions. Could you say several words about SMR projects in Finland? Are there any intentions? Or
there is what I have heard, only listened from the papers. There has been interest in Finland as well as in Sweden, in different locations, maybe near the bigger hard industry. That has been pointed out that there is the possibility, and I believe those planning is going on. But waiting also the final decisions of the, because we know that the industry is also struggling, and what is the future for hydrogen, for example? All these issues, they are on the table. That just what to choose. That I believe that's the main issue. There was one question there.
Thank you. Well, just as I raised my hand, Mr. Burkett asked almost the same thing as I wanted to ask. But I wanted to ask specifically, what's your involvement in LDR 50, if there is any?
Which tech?
LDR 50, the Finnish design of SMR. I think Steady Energy is the one who's championing it. But
unfortunately, I do not have so much information concerning that.
No issue. Thank you. Anyway.
Okay. Thank you, Varun.
Thank you so much.